Now, bidding is still underway for the Dublin home of Daniel Kinahan, one of the leaders of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group, which is being auctioned off by the Criminal Assets Bureau this lunchtime. The asking price for the four-bedroomed detached house was €550,000, but in the past half an hour, it's gone up to over €850,000, and the bidding has been continuing. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is watching the auction. Paul, what's been happening?
It's gone up again, Rachel. It's gone up 20 grand since you started reading that intro. It's a four-bedroomed, three-bathroom luxury detached house on a corner site in a private gated complex at Coldwater Lakes in Saggart. This was Daniel Kinahan, the head of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group's luxury home in Dublin, but it was found 2 years ago to be the proceeds of crime, and the Criminal Assets Bureau have confiscated it, and it's being sold as we speak. Now, this auction was supposed to close at 1 o'clock, but it's still going on. It started around 12. It's an online auction, and the reserve price was 550,000, and it started going up in ones and 2,000s, groups, batches of 1 and 2,000 euro. 5 minutes before 1 o'clock, then the bidding increased. It went up by amounts of 4,000 euro, then it went up by 9,000 euro, and then another 9,000 euro. There's a countdown clock of a minute to the close of the auction, so after 1 o'clock you've got a minute left, but every time it gets into the red with 10 seconds to close, another bid comes in. There are 40 people watching it online, but the main bidders seem to be bidders 1 and 3. Now, every so often, bidder 5 comes in with an extra 5 or 10,000 euro. But at this stage, the clock keeps going down, and with about 10 seconds to go, bidder 1 or bidder 3 puts in another 1, 2 or 4,000 euro on it. So it's currently at 911,000 euro. Now, that's what, nearly 300, over 350,000, maybe closer to 400,000 more than the asking price. So if you hold on a second, I'll have a quick look and see. Yeah, it's now gone up to 912,000. So it just keeps going up. There's obviously fierce competition for it.
Yeah, I mean, even in the current market, that's quite some price. Why is the house proving so popular, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, well, like, I mean, if you read the estate agent Gibson's auctioneer's blurb, it says the property is 3,400 square feet. It's two floors. It has a grand staircase entrance, rich wood banisters, grey carpeting. The ground floor is nearly 1,500 square feet. There's a front room, a bay window, a dining living room, classic fireplace, white mantel, guest toilet. Kitchen has a curved island with black countertops. The house, a converted garage with mirrored walls. What garage doesn't need mirrored walls these days? A sprung floor, which the auctioneer says is ideal for use as a home gym, dance studio or recreational place. Look, it's all there. It's all, I mean, it's typical of what you find in these houses that the Criminal Assets Bureau take from people who are involved in organised crime. They've all been done up to the nines with the most expensive furnishings. But this is obviously a quality property, and the bidding keeps going up.
Yeah, it sounds like quite the gaff. Paul, thank you very much for that. That was Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, watching that auction of the Dublin home of Daniel Kinahan.